This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. It's official, dark chocolate is good for us. That's according to the first ever chocolate study to measure brain waves. It was conducted by Larry Stevens, a clinical psychologist and professor at Northern Arizona University.
Chocolate has a rich history. It's associated with romance and sexual arousal. And so with this history, we thought, let's look at what's in chocolate that could potentially produce these kinds of effects. And it turns out that there are a host of really interesting biochemical constituents of chocolate.
Stevens believes the higher the cacao content, the greater the chance dark chocolate can help us focus our attention. That's particularly true when we hit our midday slump.
Don't we all know what it feels like to have a big lunch and feel like taking a nap afterwards, but can't because we have to go back to work? Wouldn't it be nice if we had a tasty stimulant that we could take in the afternoon that would increase our arousal?
The study also suggests dark chocolate can help treat the foggy characteristics of attention deficit disorder. And by adding the amino acid L-theanine, Stephen says it can further lower blood pressure.
And what we found for blood pressure was indeed not only remarkable, but very statistically significant. And that was a lowering of blood pressure. Diastolic and systolic blood pressure dropped dramatically. And those decreases in blood pressure in the L-theanine condition were equivalent to one-half to one-third of the effects of antihypertensive medication.
Stephen says one of the applications of his study is that chocolate manufacturers, like Hershey's, who sponsored the study, could produce a candy bar with health benefits.
So we would have a heart-healthy and attention-enhancing chocolate, truly a unique new brain food.
For KNAU's Brain Food, I'm Bonnie Stevens.